Oxford Matura Trainer, poziom podstawowy. Drugi egzamin próbny. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od pierwszego do trzeciego. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
On our program this afternoon, we welcome Mark Hamilton, who spent a year as an international student at the University of Lapland, the most northern university in Finland and within the European Union. Mark, what is it like to live on the Arctic Circle?
Well, the most interesting thing about Finland is the amazing sense of space. The fifth largest country in Europe has a population of only 5 million people. The climate is not as freezing as one might expect. It's true that in winter months, the temperature may drop to minus 40 degrees Celsius, but the periods of extreme cold are usually short, and for most of the winter, it's possible to do all kinds of outdoor activities, and it's never cold inside.
Did you like the scenery?
Oh yes, Finland is beautiful. Two-thirds of the country is covered by forests, and there are nearly 200,000 lakes there. The Finns have a great respect for nature. They love spending their holidays in the countryside.
Some people say the Finnish are unsociable. Is it true?
Well, I don't know. Perhaps at first sight, especially older people in the countryside may appear a bit shy, but it's mainly because they seldom speak another language other than Finnish. However, once the ice is broken, they give you a very warm welcome. The Finns also find it easy to tolerate silence in conversations, which is a good quality.
What about the food? Did you enjoy it?
It's not so different from what we eat at home, except for reindeer meat and their strange habit of drinking sour milk with each meal.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
On our program this afternoon, we welcome Mark Hamilton, who spent a year as an international student at the University of Lapland, the most northern university in Finland and within the European Union. Mark, what is it like to live on the Arctic Circle?
Well, the most interesting thing about Finland is the amazing sense of space. The fifth largest country in Europe has a population of only 5 million people. The climate is not as freezing as one might expect. It's true that in winter months, the temperature may drop to minus 40 degrees Celsius, but the periods of extreme cold are usually short, and for most of the winter, it's possible to do all kinds of outdoor activities, and it's never cold inside.
Did you like the scenery?
Oh yes, Finland is beautiful. Two-thirds of the country is covered by forests, and there are nearly 200,000 lakes there. The Finns have a great respect for nature. They love spending their holidays in the countryside.
Some people say the Finnish are unsociable. Is it true?
Well, I don't know. Perhaps at first sight, especially older people in the countryside may appear a bit shy, but it's mainly because they seldom speak another language other than Finnish. However, once the ice is broken, they give you a very warm welcome. The Finns also find it easy to tolerate silence in conversations, which is a good quality.
What about the food? Did you enjoy it?
It's not so different from what we eat at home, except for reindeer meat and their strange habit of drinking sour milk with each meal.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One.
I was born in Devon, and over the years I've seen the local accent disappear. I blame television and music in pubs and restaurants for the fact that our accent is disappearing. In schools, children are taught the same standard English. They learn little about accents. What a shame. When we forget accents, our history will disappear too.
Two.
Hello, my name is John Sherwood. I'm 52 years old and I'm calling to share my opinion about dialects. I guess they will die out one day. Many words are being lost because the object they refer to no longer exists. I can remember sitting listening to the wireless, not the radio, as a child. The point is that words go out of fashion, and it becomes impossible to bring them back again. I feel okay about it, though. It's natural for the world to go on.
Three.
In today's programme, we are going to talk about dialects. Some people hold the view that dialects give us a sense of pride and identity. They say that if we forget our origins, then our life will have very little meaning. Other people voice the opinion that we should all speak one standard version of English, because we live in the same country and need to understand each other. What's your view on this? Which argument do you agree with? Please call us on 067-33465 and tell us what you think.
Four.
The main purpose of language is to communicate. If our government continues to encourage people to speak so many regional accents, one day we will stop understanding each other. Can you imagine that? The Tower of Babel. That's why in schools, everyone should be taught to speak in the same way. There should be more books written in standard English. We need to have one form of language to use to survive as one nation.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
1.
I was born in Devon, and over the years I've seen the local accent disappear. I blame television and music in pubs and restaurants for the fact that our accent is disappearing. In schools, children are taught the same standard English. They learn little about accents. What a shame. When we forget accents, our history will disappear too.
Two.
Hello, my name is John Sherwood. I'm 52 years old, and I'm calling to share my opinion about dialects. I guess they will die out one day. Many words are being lost because the object they refer to no longer exists. I can remember sitting listening to the wireless, not the radio, as a child. The point is that words go out of fashion, and it becomes impossible to bring them back again. I feel okay about it, though. It's natural for the world to go on.
Three.
In today's programme, we are going to talk about dialects. Some people hold the view that dialects give us a sense of pride and identity. They say that if we forget our origins, then our life will have very little meaning. Other people voice the opinion that we should all speak one standard version of English, because we live in the same country and need to understand each other. What's your view on this? Which argument do you agree with? Please call us on 067-33465 and tell us what you think.
Four.
The main purpose of language is to communicate. If our government continues to encourage people to speak so many regional accents, one day we will stop understanding each other. Can you imagine that? The Tower of Babel. That's why in schools, everyone should be taught to speak in the same way. There should be more books written in standard English. We need to have one form of language to use to survive as one nation.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One.
Listening is hard work. While an average speech rate is about 200 words per minute, most of us can think about 4 times that speed. With all that extra thinking time, the ineffective listener lets his brain take excursions to review the events of yesterday, solve a business problem, or sleep. You have to work to control your mind and make it concentrate on what is being said. If you are troubled, your listening skills decrease drastically.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Listening is hard work. While an average speech rate is about 200 words per minute, most of us can think about 4 times that speed. With all that extra thinking time, the ineffective listener lets his brain take excursions to review the events of yesterday, solve a business problem, or sleep. you have to work to control your mind and make it concentrate on what is being said. If you are troubled, your listening skills decrease drastically.
Two.
What do you think of this t-shirt? Will I look good in this?
Not too bad, but I don't like the colour. It doesn't match your eyes.
How about this shirt? It has a small collar. Small collars are in fashion now.
Yes, it's true. And the colour is good. It matches your grey suit perfectly. But don't you think the sleeves are too long?
No, they are all right. But there aren't any buttons on them.
Great! At last, you will start wearing the cufflinks that I gave you last Christmas.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
What do you think of this t-shirt? Will I look good in this?
Not too bad, but I don't like the colour. It doesn't match your eyes.
How about this shirt? It has a small collar. Small collars are in fashion now.
Yes, it's true. And the colour is good. It matches your grey suit perfectly. But don't you think the sleeves are too long?
No, they are all right. But there aren't any buttons on them.
Great! At last, you will start wearing the cufflinks that I gave you last Christmas.
Three.
Clive Wiltshire and his wife Judy were at home together with their four children when the lightning hit. The terrified family fled the house and spent the night at a neighbour's house as firefighters put out a fire at their five-bedroom luxury home. Today, they were showing local people in the village the chaos the lightning had caused, which included damage to a bedroom, a burned-out entrance door, and a roof in need of serious repair work. "It was a bad night, but at least everyone is okay," Mrs. Wiltshire said. "We are quite calm about it."
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Clive Wiltshire and his wife Judy were at home together with their four children when the lightning hit. The terrified family fled the house and spent the night at a neighbour's house as firefighters put out a fire at their five-bedroom luxury home. Today, they were showing local people in the village the chaos the lightning had caused, which included damage to a bedroom, a burned-out entrance door, and a roof in need of serious repair work. "It was a bad night, but at least everyone is okay," Mrs. Wiltshire said. "We are quite calm about it."
Four.
I wanted to buy a new scanner advertised in this online computer store. I paid for it with my credit card. The transaction was accepted and confirmed, and so far so good. The delivery didn't come on time, to put it mildly. The advertisement stated 2 days, but I've been waiting for it for 2 weeks. That's quite a difference, isn't it? To make matters worse, once I finally received the parcel, it turned out to contain a brand new disk drive. I called the company many times to settle things, and eventually, after another 2 weeks, I received the scanner I bought. The quality was exactly as it was in the advert, so no worries. But it took ages to get it.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
I wanted to buy a new scanner advertised in this online computer store. I paid for it with my credit card. The transaction was accepted and confirmed, and so far so good. The delivery didn't come on time, to put it mildly. The advertisement stated 2 days, but I've been waiting for it for 2 weeks. That's quite a difference, isn't it? To make matters worse, once I finally received the parcel, it turned out to contain a brand new disk drive. I called the company many times to settle things, and eventually, after another 2 weeks, I received the scanner I bought. The quality was exactly as it was in the advert, so no worries. But it took ages to get it.
Five.
Carom is an ancient board game of strategy for 2 to 4 players. There are tactical similarities to snooker or croquet, and there is a growing band of enthusiasts who want to play the game. Turn up at this session and sip traditional masala chai tea as you play, then buy a board to continue at home. The number of players is limited, so sign up in advance by calling 337 7807. Friday, 6 to 9pm, Felix Youth Club.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Carom is an ancient board game of strategy for 2 to 4 players. There are tactical similarities to snooker or croquet, and there is a growing band of enthusiasts who want to play the game. Turn up at this session and sip traditional masala chai tea as you play, then buy a board to continue at home. The number of players is limited, so sign up in advance by calling 337 7807. Friday, 6 to 9pm, Felix Youth Club.
Six.
That's perfect for Megan. Hers broke down and she had to borrow mine this morning.
But I thought she would like something more professional. You know, with all those attachments.
No, look at the instruction here. 2 air speeds, 3 heat settings, cool temperature for more conventional styling, compact size and folding handle for travel convenience. What do you think of that? I would love to have it myself.
OK, let's get it. Sounds professional enough to me.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
That's perfect for Megan. Hers broke down and she had to borrow mine this morning.
But I thought she would like something more professional. You know, with all those attachments.
No, look at the instruction here. 2 air speeds, 3 heat settings, cool temperature for more conventional styling, compact size and folding handle for travel convenience. What do you think of that? I would love to have it myself.
OK, let's get it. Sounds professional enough to me.